What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to The Good, The Bad and The Stupid. It's Monday, the 30th of March. Welcome to the best podcast that nobody listens to. You're one of the lucky ones. How did you find me? Through word of mouth? I say you're one of the lucky ones. You might not think that in about 20 minutes' time. If you can make it that far. This is like one of those Japanese endurance games, you know. You've got to see how long you can fucking stick around for. It's roughly about 20 minutes. If you can get to there, then you're my audience. If you're not, then you're not, you've already cut me off already, so you're not even listening to me now. Anyway, welcome if you're new. There's a video, there's a podcast, and there's mini videos. We're all in luck. I'll tell you what, I've found out that I'm a world champion thumb twiddler. I've done some thumb twiddling this weekend. I've replaced my, I'll tell you what, it could turn into like knitting or something, you know. I could be a gamer, I could be knitting. My thumbs are like, I could be the fucking thumb champion. What's that? Thumb wrestling. I'm getting like, it's almost buff. It's almost like fucking, he's been to the gym for the past week. It's getting muscles on the side of my thumbs and stuff. I always thought, you know, when we're, the way we fuck about with the phones, the way the phones are getting that big these days, surely in evolution, everyone's going to have massive thumbs, just fucking big, massive things that are just going to be, because you're trying to touch the screens with your thumb, but you can't reach. But they keep making the phone that little bit bigger, so you have to keep fucking stretching a bit further. It's coming. And then the rest of us will all get wiped out, and the only person will be survived, the one with the big thumbs. That's what happened with that. There is an animal like that. It taps on the tree with its finger, and then it fucking, when it hears the ants and stuff running around, it sticks its finger in and gets the ants out. That's the early day. That's where fingering came from. I don't know where I went with that one. Anyway, because we're not, you don't finger for fucking ants, do you? That's for food. There's a difference between survival and pleasure. Anyway, what was I going to say? What's the news? What did you do the weekend? What films? I watched a film. I watched It, which is basically E.T. for adults. It's a scary version of E.T., I think. It's basically got Mick Hucknall with fangs in it. And it's quite good. It's good. It's well made and stuff. But I couldn't get past the fact that the characters were all kids. I just thought that like it was like a fucking like E.T. or Goonies. It was good, but like you just knew that they weren't going to die. Although the one kid earlier on had his fucking arm ripped off. Sorry if you haven't seen it. That's at the very beginning. I can give that one away. But it's a good film. I've got to watch It too next. I'll put it on the list. Uncut Gems as well I watched with Adam Sandler. If you haven't seen it, really good. I watched it because they said that he was... I've got to agree. He should have been offered an Oscar for it because it's fucking just crazy in it. It's like a guy who's like... He's down on his luck and he's trying to make a fucking buck. And that sounds like... I'll tell you what... It just makes me associate with it so much where everything goes fucking tits up all the time. I should write my life story because I'll fucking probably get an Oscar for the story, I'm sure, because everything goes wrong. Everything that should go right goes fucking wrong at the last minute. And great, really good film. Touched my heart. I thought I was fucking watching a mirror of myself. But anyway, but it was a great performance. I'll have to watch what other films they've done because apparently they've done some really good stuff. So, where was it going? I fucking forgot where I was going with that. Then, anyway, Adam Sandler was the bollocks, and he should have been offered. Just got snubbed. Who won the Oscar in the end? Anyway, although I wouldn't take it away from the Joker, and I've not even seen it, but I'm pretty certain that the Joker would win the Oscar performance. But he should have been nominated anyway. And maybe I'll stick that on my list this week, The Joker. Yeah, there we go. I'll tell you what, I've been training. The same are going to be in lockdown for 6 months or more. I've been in training for this all my fucking life. I swear to God. I think I'm going to find it fucking easy. It's not been too hard. The only problem is the money side of it, you know. Got to try and get money coming in, you know. Otherwise, finding things to do to pass time, that's not a problem. As I said, I mean, I was thumb twiddling, but I fucking enjoyed it. It was about 2 hours just staring at the wall, just like I got my think on, you know. I might have come up with a good idea that might make me £1 million. You never know yet. I'll keep you posted. Some idiots who didn't have any good ideas over the weekend was the police raided a 25 strong karaoke party. 25 people at a karaoke. If you don't know the rules, as if your neighbours aren't going to grass you up, because everyone's pissed off about having to stay in anyway, and then you go and have a karaoke next door. You could at least try and fucking play it cool and like keep the noise down so that people don't think, oh, you know, there's more than a family gathering there. So the police got called, obviously, and raided and closed it down. Or you were just that shit at singing that they were going to give you a fucking, just go, nothing to do with me, let you carry on. But you were that shit at singing that it penetrated the walls and everybody just said, fuck that, that's a crime. Anyway, I'd have called the police even if there wasn't a lockdown. And, excuse me, I've got itchy nose today. I don't know why. I hope that ain't a fucking symptom. Itchy nose. That's not a symptom of COVID, is it? I'm hoping it's hay fever. I've checked the rules. What's it called? And then Jack Grealish, the Villa player, who fucking... and I'm a Birmingham City fan, so it's my duty to come out and call him a fucking idiot. He came on social media telling everybody to stay in, be safe, do the right thing, and then went to a party all fucking night and crashed his car. Got to be pissed. Maybe not. He's tired, that's what he was, and he hit a load of cars and fucking done one. But he was just, there's a picture of him stood with the wrong shoes on, one slipper. I don't know what the other fucking thing was, but one of them was a woman's slipper. So he's definitely fucking... I mean, I've been tired before, but I never fucking walk around the street in a woman's fluffy slippers, or one, not even two. So, you know, people might question that, but he's been in the paper anyway because he's been outed as like a COVIDiot. And a blue Zulu did his, used his exercise thing to run past and take a photo with Zulu written over his car, over Jack Grealish's car. Put the Zulu sign of the Birmingham City scarf, highlighting that, I don't know what he was highlighting, he was just fucking taking an opportunity to put the Birmingham City scarf across his car for some reason. But anyway, nevertheless, he's an idiot and he's probably fucking been avoiding the police until he's like the drinks out of his system, and now he can like come out and go, yeah, he hasn't come out and said anything yet. Apparently nobody can find him, nobody can get in touch with him. He's got his head under his pillar. But, like, you know, at the end of the day, he must have known he was going to the party, so don't fucking highlight. Don't come out and say things like that and then go to a party. Just go to the party and keep your mouth shut. And then you can't be called the hypocrite then, can you? Some people are just fucking dumb. Some Villa players are just fucking dumb. Anyway, I was going to say, all the waste food, loads of pictures of... waste food from the other fucking COVID idiots who nicked all the food out the shops. So all of us fucking had to eat what was left. And they're dumping it all by the bins. Loads of like bread, the bananas there somebody's dumped. They look still ripe. Don't know what they've dumped them for. All the bread's gone off. Loads of like chicken and fucking fish and all that kind of stuff. All just been dumped outside. So that's the new... I bet the good thing is they won't rush to do it again. I bet some of them have lost fucking 50 quid, 100 quid, 150, whatever they blew, realise they haven't got a big enough freezer. And now they've got to buy a freezer to put it all in, or they've got to have to just couldn't do it, could they? They had to chuck it away. So next thing you know, they'll go out now and they'll be like buying one of everything. So there you go. Should have thought of that before, shouldn't you? You've lost out, and we're happy. We're smug because we've been doing that from the start. And also, loads of people are saying here about Italians. I was going to say Italian. We've got a taste for Italian food. We scoff it on average 3 times a week: pizza, lasagna, and what's the other one? Spaghetti bolognese. But my point on that one was not fucking these last few weeks, because can't get any fucking pasta anywhere, can we? So because those idiots have got it. That one's, that can survive with that one because that's still dry. That will last for a couple of months yet. So, you know, they're having to have hopefully they're having dry pasta because of all the stuff that was going to have with it's gone off, and they just have to eat dry pasta and salt. Good on you, enjoy it. you know, some of us who know how to cook although I went out to the shops today and everyone's playing by the rules, doing the social distancing and what. I went around with my sunglasses on today, and because apparently it can get in your eyes, that stuff, the virus can float and get in your eyes. So I wore sunglasses and held my breath around the shop as much as I could. Oh, that's so weird. I don't know what everyone was thought of me. I was only in and out. I was going in for bread and something else, and I was in and out in one breath. So I'll tell you what, I might take up that fucking diving thing after this, because by the time I've got around the shop a few times, I probably can hold my breath for 4 minutes or so. Tony Blair's been asked what he thinks about stuff. Why are we still asking Tony Blair about stuff? Why can't he just fucking disappear? You know, nobody cares what he thinks anymore because he's a war criminal, or he's not come out and answered. He hasn't been took to task over the Iraq war and stuff. So, but everyone keeps asking his opinion on saving lives over here. But anyway, he just said what is probably true anyway, that everybody in the country probably needs to be tested at some point. Yeah, well, why not? Gets everybody back to normal, doesn't it? Gets the country back to normal. Apparently Sweden aren't even doing the social distancing. They're like keeping everybody can do gatherings of 50 or more. So we have to, and they've got like still got a high test. They've still got high. We've got 3,000 confirmed cases and 105 deaths. So we have to keep an eye on them and see where they get on, because, you know, they're trying to be a bit liberal about it, but everyone else is taking the hard lines, and you never know which is the right. They might have a better healthcare system, so I think we have to do it because there's not enough beds. Although that hospital's looking fucking pretty good in no time at all. That Nightingale one in London, that's almost built. We've only had about 3 days. Tell you what, they give China a run for the money. They built a hospital in 9 days. We've done it in 3. So who said China's the fucking leader of the pack? When push comes to shove, you can do anything, can't you? Britain's most well-spoken man can get his tongue around 51 languages. He's 43 and he can speak 51 languages. I used to like playing with accents and dialects. It was a fun distraction. See, he must have been in confinement for fucking a long time. He's been in prison, had nothing better to do. How'd you come up with 51 languages? Every time I learned Spanish for a while. But as soon as I wasn't around Spanish people no more, who I was learning off, I totally forgot. Maybe if I went to Spain, I might pick it up again. But, you know, he'd probably gone through all them languages. Surely he wouldn't remember the first one again. But, and you'd have to really sort of forever travel to get around, you know, to make use of it, wouldn't you? I tell you what, he's probably in fucking, he'll be in good, what's the fucking word? It'd be good. I can't give you words out. Anyway, that'll come in handy. I bet he's like short of a job or two, is what I'm saying. Interpreter. That's what I was trying to get. It could be interpreter between two countries, couldn't they? Normally, you have the one person that's the interpreter, but then you'd have the interpreter from them, and then you'd interpret them to them. So, you know, he's probably like got fucking phones like that. In a couple of weeks' time, when the world's fucking going crazy and we need a global effort on this pandemic, it'd just be him sat in the middle with about fucking, you know, the operators trying to put all the phone lines together. He could do that. Great skill. I'd love to learn another language. Maybe I still will. I think it'd be Spanish first, Chinese second. No, I'd go Spanish first or Chinese. I think that one would be a hard one to learn, but I tell you what, that one, there's a lot of money probably learning Chinese, because you go over and break some trade deals with that, wouldn't you? Everybody else who's at the trade shows, everybody else who's waiting to speak English, and you just pop up and start blasting Chinese to them, then they'll be like, hang on, you fucking give yourself an edge, don't you? Nigel Farage is in advanced talks to take part in the next series of Celebrity Hunted. The former Brexit leader is negotiating a deal. It's basically when they run off, isn't it? When they're trying to find them. How's he going to do that? He's not like Mr. Sporty, is he? He's like on the fags and drinking and that. He ain't fucking, I can't imagine him running around. He'd be caught after a week. Unless you're clever and you just let him go on the run and just never try and find him. You know, like leave him leave him like let him go on the run forever, and then he doesn't know it's up, and he's trying to win because he's like such a like desperate to win, desperate to be the one who came out on top, that he like stays hidden forever. You know, like them Japanese, that guy in the Japanese, what's it called? World War. In the World War, when he hid in the bushes forever and nobody told him the war was over, and he hid there for about 40 years. Maybe we could do that with Nigel Farage. And he'll just like stay, or you know, a game of hide and seek where you just, you get bored of playing and leave one person is looking for you, but you've all pissed off home. But that's the opposite way, but he's the one hunting. You can leave him pretending you're searching for him. Let's do it. That's good. It's for charity as well. I'll tell you what, I'll put some money towards that. Where are we going? Jamie Clarkson has been called Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Contestants, parrots and gormless. So he's just lost that job, surely. He's definitely not going to be getting any friendly chats over the pedestal or whatever you call it. He's been called, he said that they're just freaks basically who Wants to Be a Millionaire is just like the step up from the pub quiz. It's just they're calling them people who just stick around in pub quizzes and then just know nothing other than useless information apart from when it comes to going on that show. So there you go. He knows how to talk, try and get himself. He tries it on, doesn't he? He just knows that no one's going to sack him because they know he's like, he's big money, so he can try and say anything. But eventually he'll do like what that Ratner done. Was it Ratner or who was that jeweller who came out and said that their jewellery was shit and just fucking the company went bust straight away? One day he'll say the wrong thing and he's like, the stocks in Jeremy Clarkson would just disappear and everyone would be like, that guy's a fucking cunt. Maybe you say the wrong thing about this disease to the wrong person and then that would be it. Foot in mouth, basically. What was I going to say? What was that jewellers? It was from the 80s or 90s. They had all the shops. Oh, I can't remember. Ratner's or something like that. Anyway, send me the answer on the smoke signals or the jungle drums. I ain't got time. I've got to wrap this up now. Cillian Murphy has blasted people who heavily snack in the cinema. Man after my own heart. I can't fucking stand them. They deserve to be shot in the head. Not really. They need to be shot in the head with a potato gun, I'll say. But a fucking big potato. But it shoots like a potato bazooka. So you can, you know, like you can just imagine you're standing at the back of the cinema. They should have like a security. If someone who's been loud and noisy, you can point him out and the guy will just blast them with a fucking Mary's Piper straight off the back of their head. Give him a headache. At least so they piss off so everybody else can enjoy the film. Anyway, he said he blasted people. What was he saying that anyway? Usually people are quite blasé when they go to the cinema, looking at their phones, talking and heavily snacking. I just think they shouldn't sell them fucking heavily snacking things in the cinema anyway. If you're going to sell crunchy fucking crisps and crunchy sweets and whatever, they should just sell, remember them crisps like, what they call Skips, the ones you suck and they're just like, they're very easy to sort of dissolve in your mouth. They should sell things like that. Or maybe they should bring out like, what's that thing they give you in the church? The melts on your tongue, the body of Christ. A packet of crisps called the body of Christ crisps. They could have them and you can sit and snack on them. They just dissolve in your mouth and make no noise. You don't piss people off. I'd love to see somebody get up and just smack somebody in the cinema just for doing that. Sorry, it's like, it's a pet hate of mine. And also that's a secret fantasy of mine. Right, I think I'm going to leave it on that one. I've fucking left myself with a real shit like one to do last. I think that one's going to be my last one. So I'm going to leave it there then. Right. I told you, don't come here for professionalism. This is like where shit just gets made up on the fly. Hopefully you've enjoyed it. Anyway, maybe you'll come back tomorrow. Maybe you won't. If not, see you later. See you. Anyway, to everybody else who will come back, I'll see you again tomorrow. See you later. Bye.